Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today, from the United States, we hear from Sister Lewis Mary Passeri. Sister Lewis Mary is a spiritual director and works at the Center of Dominican Studies at Ohio Dominican University. Her preaching today is entitled A.V.E.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. Jesus summoned the 12 and began to send them out two by two and gave them authority over unclean spirits. He instructed them to take nothing for the journey but a walking stick, no food, no sack, no money in their belts. They were, however, to wear sandals, but not a second tunic. He said to them, "Wherever you enter a house, stay there until you leave from there. Whatever place does not welcome you or listen to you, leave there and shake the dust off your feet in testimony against them." So they went off and preached repentance. The 12 drove out many demons, and they anointed with oil many who were sick and cured them. The Gospel of the Lord. I would like to use three key words to help with the reflection of this passage from Mark's Gospel. The first word is available. When Jesus summoned his apostles, they were available. Nothing was more important than to answer his call. They were ready and willing to learn what Jesus had to say to them. The next word is vulnerable. Jesus tells them that they do not need to bring extra supplies with them. Not an extra coat, no extra food, no money, only a walking stick and sandals. They are to depend on God and on the people whom they will be serving to provide for their needs. They are to trust that their daily bread will be provided. Their energy and concern are not to be spent making sure that all their needs will be provided for. They are to trust that God will provide. And the third word is expectant. They expect that the words of Jesus will be fulfilled. He gave them authority over unclean spirits. There is no record of their expressing their unbelief that God could or would use them to cast out unclean spirits. They trusted in his words and believed in him. Mark tells us that they preached repentance and cast out devils and anointed with oil many sick people and cured them. How simple and direct this all sounds. Maybe some of the apostles did have doubts when they first started out. Maybe that's one of the reasons Jesus sent them out in twos. They were partners who could encourage one another. For the most part, these were not men who would have expected to be preachers, teachers, miracle workers. Yet, doesn't Paul tell us that God chooses the weak so that God's power is made more evident? Can we believe that we too are called to be representatives of God? By our baptism, we are called to be extensions of God's light. We are called to be instruments of God's grace wherever we go. Jesus calls us in the events of our daily life. Are we available? Do we recognize the call and respond with our presence? Jesus invites us to trust in his providence. Are we willing to accept our vulnerability? Do we need a foolproof plan before we even begin? Maybe we just need to take the first step and reaching out to evangelize, and believe that we will know how to take each step of the journey as we go, believing that God will provide. And lastly, do we expect God to work through us, to believe that God delights in sharing his gifts with us, that God wants us as partners and will use us to bring about his kingdom.